Last time we discussed the Isser of Shiurei Kos, and the related issue is that of Shiurei Me'achal. So the Rama writes in Sif Gimel, so the Mechaber only references the Isser of Shiurei Hakos in Sif Dalet, and the Rama in Sif Gimel says that Yesh Omrim that there's an Isser to eat Shiurei Machal. Kamo Shasu Lishtos Mishiurei Kos Shala, Kamo Shayyisbar. So a little interesting that the Rama inserted this in Sif Gimel, whereas the din of Shiurei Kos only comes up in Sif Dalet, but that's because Sif Gimel talks about Karachas, which is a Machal issue. So this is another Isser Machal, even though it's a derivative of Shiurei Kos, which only comes up in the next Sif. Where does this come from? So the Darkei Moshe quotes this from the Kuntresin, the anonymous Kuntresin. But the Gaon here in Sif Katan Yud says that this is also derived from that Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel, times of Eliyahu. Imashikasav achal imi v'shasa imi. V'lo hiski riba gemara shelo litzarech. So to the extent that we derive the din of Shiurei Hakos from that time of Develio, there's no reason that Shiurei Machal should be any different, because the women of this Talmud Chacham who died young said in the same breath, Achali mi v'shasi mi. So whatever Isser Shisi existed, there's a parallel Isser Achila as well. The Shachrites over here in Sif Katan Ches, why does the Rama only present this as a Yesh Omrim? Yesh Omrim sounds like it's totally b'machlokas. So the Shach writes, Lefisha Rabbi Darkei Moshe Kasav Din Zeh B'Shem HaKuntres Shem Masa Alkein Kasav Din Zeh B'Shem Yesh Omrim. So the Rama only presents it from one single source, which is why he quotes it as a Yesh Omrim. However, Lefiyani Yisdaiti Hagos Maimini B'Shem Yireim Mordechai Perkam D'Sham B'Shem Arash, who had the din of Shiurei Hakos, they also, it would follow Mikol Shekein that Shiurei Machal should exist as well. The Adarav Shisi of Nilma Michio. So it's true that in terms of a Rishon that says Beferush, that there's an Isser of Shiurei Machal, that's only the contrason that the Darkei Moshe quotes. But all those Rishonim are talking about the Isser of Shiurei Hakos, the Shach assumes that Mikol Shekein, it should apply to Shiurei Ochel as well. Because after all, Achila and Shisiyah are basically equated. The Sidrei Tara is not convinced about this Kol Shekein, about the Pshitas of the Shach. The Sidrei Tara in Sif Katan Ches says that, no, we found already in the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef question Or Chaim, who distinguishes between Achila and Shisiyah, and assumes that there's only a din of Shiurei Akos, but no din of Shiurei Machal. And if you want a svara, the svara is that there's more chiba engendered with sharing a drink than sharing food, because drink, an alcoholic drink specifically, but sharing a drink is more intimate than sharing food. So that's the reason that you might distinguish a svara between shiurei mashka and shiurei machal. But that is, whether it's unanimous or not, that is the Yesh Omrim that the Rama quotes, that there's a din of Shiurei Machal as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Yubeis has the presentation, what we just said, Machlokas HaShachim Sidri Tara, whether Achila is a Pashut extension of Shisiya, or whether one could distinguish. But be that as it may, the din is that we are concerned about Shiurei Machal as well, as per this Rama. The Taz in Sif Katan Dalet tells us that whatever kulos exist for Shiurei Mashka exists for Shiurei Machal as well. So you know, the last time the Rama had no fewer than four kulos for Shiurei Hakos, Number one, the Rama in Siftala, number one, Hefsek Adam, and someone else drinks between husband and wife, between wife and husband, that would be permissible. Number two, if you pour the contents into another cup. Number three, the husband's not aware that it's Shirei Kos of the wife. Or number four, if the wife disappears, and then the husband is there alone with the Shirei Kos. So the Taz says in Sifkat and Dalid, in Hifsik Acher B'nei Mutter, when it comes to the Issa Shirei Machal, if someone eats between the husband, the wife and the husband, that'll be okay. Come over Shirei Kos. V'chein b'chol kulos sheyesh and sham yesh b'sa. Whatever kulos exist, when it comes to Shirei Mashka, exists for Shirei Machal as well. So whether that is true unequivocally is a discussion in later poskim. Is that really the case that there's no distinction at all between these two categories of kulos? One second. Okay, just making some room here. There we go. So the particular kula that is discussed is if you transfer the contents of Shirei Machal to another plate, does that make it heter gamur for the husband to consume the Shirei Machal of his wife? So Rav Moshe's tshuva that we had discussed previously about the single portions, as far as the issue of iser of kar achas, Rav Moshe had the chiddush that a can of soda or a serving size roll is considered to be a one person serving, so that you couldn't split it. So Rav Moshe there seems to assume that he raises the issue there not only of kar achas but of Shirei Machal as well. So he seems to assume that in that context, Shirei Machal would be a problem even if you do transfer it to another plate. The Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, Perek Vav Sifches, is Mako, bottom line. And he points out, this should be totally on a machlokes as to what is the basis of the heter for pouring from kli to kli in the realm of Shirei Mashka. Why is it that if the wife drinks from a cup and then pours the contents into another cup, that there's no longer an iser of shirei machal? So the Beis Yosef, when he presents the heter haraka, presents it in terms of nishtana, that it's no longer the same drink that the wife is having. Now that it's another cup, it takes on a new identity, new form, and therefore doesn't have the original status of shirei hakos. Chachmas Adam, Simon Kuf Tazayin, Klal Kuf Tazayin Sif Dalid, Kuf Tazayin Sif Dalid, he says that when you pour from one cup to another, there's a heker. That's not the normal way, to the extent that the Isser Shirei Kos is somehow related to Kiruv Das, the possibility of Hergal Avera. So that's only true if it's done in the normal fashion. The normal fashion that would engender Hergal Avera, Kiruv Das, is that the husband drinks from the same cup as the wife. But once he pours into another cup, then you have a heker. That's not the normal way of doing it. And we're not concerned about Kiruv Das anymore. And then the Aruch HaShulchan, along similar lines, but without the formula of heker, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sukkot and Yud says that there's no more hiskarvus, that once you pour into another cup, so then you don't have the same connection with the drinker of the cup, you don't have that connection with your wife. So the Sugaba Shoshanim says that this question of whether the heter of haraka applies to Shirei Machal as well should be dependent on what's the reason for the heter when it comes to Shirei Kos. So if the reason is, like the Beis Yosef, then it's nishtana, that it's not the same drink anymore once you pour it to another cup. So that makes sense in the context of a mashka. Something is liquid, so it takes a form of the receptacle, and once you pour it into another cup, it has a new identity, a new status. It's no longer the same drink that we started with. Whereas, so that would only apply to mashka, that shouldn't apply to machal. But if our concern is either heker or an objective bittel of the hiskarvus, is once you pour from one cup to another, that's not the normal way of sharing, and that's not going to engender the same kind of hiskarvus objectively. So no reason to distinguish between shiurei hakos and shiurei machal in that regard. So the Sugaba Shoshanim's analysis is that lemaisa, we should be makel to allow moving the contents from one kli to another kli to remove the iser of shiurei machal, because according to the Chachma Sadun Aruch HaShulchan, the same svara that applies to shiurei hakos applies to shiurei machal. And according to the Beis Yosef, who says that it's because nishtana, and that doesn't apply to shiurei machal, well, the Beis Yosef himself doesn't have a din of shiurei machal anyway. He only paskins a din of shiurei hakos, not a shiurei machal. It's only the Ramava brings a din of shiurei machal. So he thinks that anyway, you slice the bottom line, we should be able to be makel on horaka, on removing the contents to another kli, to solve the problem of shiurei machal. And that's what the Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rabbi Yashiv as well. The Rabbi Yashiv was makel lemaisa on the shaila. That is the Rabbi Willick's opinion, lemaisa. And that's the pashtus of the Taz, because the Taz seems to say that, says across the board, whatever akulas exists for shiurei hakos exists for shiurei machal as well. There's no evidence of any distinction. So that's why many of these contemporary poskim write that if you remove the contents to another kli, that would solve the problem of shiurei machal as well. Rav Osner in Shiurei Shevet Halevi distinguishes between something that needs a plate and something that doesn't need a plate. Meaning, if you're, let's say you have a loaf of bread or a roll or something, and the wife begins eating the roll and then puts it on the husband's plate, but it's not something that you usually use a plate for anyway, so then you don't have that level of hacker, you don't necessarily have that kind of bittel hiskarvus between the husband and wife. So in that case, putting it on another plate, if it's not normally eaten on a plate, wouldn't help. That's what Dayan Weiss writes as well. Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin. Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Zayin Simen Ayin. That if it's not the derech to eat it off a plate, his example is bread, so then moving it from plate to plate is not going to accomplish anything. Okay. Badi Yashulchan writes in Sukkata Nun Aleph that something is only considered shiurei machal to begin with if the wife began eating from a piece of whatever, and then she left over from that piece. But let's say you have two pieces of chicken on her plate, and she starts eating one of the pieces and doesn't touch the other one, even if the other one might have touched the first piece of chicken, but she left the second piece of chicken untouched, then that would not be considered shiurei machal. So then if the wife finishes eating from that plate, they can't eat from the same plate at the same time because that's karachas. But if the wife were to finish eating from that plate, then the husband could eat that second piece of chicken because that's not what we mean by shiurei machal. Now Ramosha has such a distinction, but Ramosha ends up coming out with the chumrah here. This is last time we saw chelak aleph simin sadi beis. This is chelak aleph simin sadi aleph. So Ramosha assumes that there is such a distinction between the same piece and a different piece in terms of shiurei machal, but he's machmir that if you're eating from the same piece, then putting it on another kli is not going to help. So that's, as we began with, that's seen the Moshe's assumption in the tshuva about the single person portion, that's Sadi Beis. So in Sadi Aleph, he writes this more explicitly, that shiurei machal is considered from the same piece that the wife ate. Or, for example, if you have a salad, so the salad is different pieces, but that's essentially one unit. So you can say that she only touched this piece of lettuce, but the other piece of lettuce is not considered shiurei machal. But if you have she eats one piece of chicken and the other one is left, so the other one is not shiurei machal, But the piece of chicken that she eats from Ishir Machal, Rav Moshe thinks that her rock onto the other kli won't help. So against the number of achronim that we quoted a couple minutes ago, Rav Moshe's machmer that. Rabbi Eider just points out when he presents this that Rav Moshe seems to be against that taz, because the taz doesn't distinguish between the various kulos of Shirei Akos that should apply to Shirei Machal as well. And Rav Moshe assumes that Horaka, for that which is the Be'etzim Shirei Machal, won't help. If it's a different piece of chicken, that's not considered Shirei Machal. If it's the same piece, Rav Moshe assumes that putting it on another kli is not going to help. But as we pointed out before, many Achronim argue. Okay. The Bavi HaShulchan in Sifkata Nun Gimel and the Shevet HaLevi assume that there's no problem in sharing toothpaste. The Isser of Shirei Machal only applies to food, and toothpaste is not a food. Rabbi Eider points out on page 169 that this basically emerges from the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Vav quotes the Tshuva's Yad Eliyahu that if a woman smells tobacco, and then the husband can continue smelling the rest of the tobacco. So whatever the kli kibo for the tobacco is, pipe, cigarette, I don't know. So that's not considered to be shiurei machal because it's not machal. So the same thing should be true for toothpaste. Toothpaste is not a food, and therefore the iser of shiurei machal would not apply. Rav Avadya points out that even though the Mechaber makes no mention of Shirei Machal, so you would have assumed that Sfardim would not be machmer in this. Rav Avadya says that the minhag of Eidot HaMizrach. I'm sorry. Scratch that. So Rav Avadya says the minhag of Eidot HaMizrach is in fact that we're makel, that they are makel, that there's no iser of Shirei Machal. This Mechaber only quotes Shirei Hakos, the Ramah Shirei Machal, no mention of Mechaber. So Rav Avadya reports that the Minhag of Edom Mizrach is to be makel, even though the Ben Ishchai, he says, was Machmir. And Rav Avadya writes this in Tshuvas Yabi Omer, Chelaches, Yoredeya, Simon Yudzayin, Os Gimel. Cheleches Yerodea Simen Yud Zayin Os Gimel. So in that context, Rav Avadya raises a question. For Ashkenazim, it doesn't make much of a practical difference. But if you are Makel on Shirei Machal, then what is ice cream? So that's a Kol HaTorah Kula question. Is ice cream a liquid? Is ice cream a solid? Nafkamina for shir for bracha achrona. So Rav Avadya discusses in that context for Sfardim, if you're making on shirei machal, what about ice cream? So Rav Avadya thinks that leaving the technical question aside, whether ice cream or ices are considered a mashka or a machal, but if the wife starts eating an ice cream cone, then you should be machmir not to finish the ice cream cone or ice cream bar, because that's really derechiba. Most people who are not married would not share the same ice cream cone. So even if technically speaking it might be considered a machal, but it's definitely derechiba anyway, and he thinks even Sfardim should not do that.
Okay. Would Rav Avadya say that about other foods that are considered particularly affectionate, or is it just because ice cream is already in a gray category? There's a bit of a zero.
No, it sounds like he would say that for anything that's really derechiva, meaning something that even if it doesn't fit into a particular box to check off, if you have something that most people would not share, and it's only a husband and wife who would share that that food together. And that's anyway more like karachas, right? You could argue. Maybe you could argue. He doesn't say this, but maybe you could argue that an ice cream cone is like karachas, because the like you're eating from the same dish. I don't know. But either way, he says that it's definitely derechim, and presumably anything that's derechim as such, would be usher even for Sephardim.
He's saying la'alacha, not just like it's a good idea?
Well, something not being a good idea can be la'alacha also. I mean, I don't know exactly. He says that yesh lahachmir shalav yilakeh hacharav. He's not saying it's an absolute disser. It doesn't necessarily fit into a absolute category, but he says that you should avoid it. That's considered derech iba. Okay. In the Sefer Sugaba Shoshanim, Perek Vav, Os Yud Aleph, he raises the following question. Going back to Shu'e Akos, let's say a woman drinks from a bottle, from a soda can or a Snapple bottle, and then she pours the remaining contents into a cup for the husband. So is that considered haraka? If she were to drink from her cup and then pour the contents into another cup and the husband to drink from the other cup, that would be mutter. But here, she didn't drink from a cup, she drank straight from the bottle. So he says, maybe if the point of the het of haraka is a heker, like the Chachmas Adam, that you're showing this is not the normal way of sharing a cup, then maybe that's not true if she began drinking from a bottle, because it's not as normal to drink from a bottle. So if she started in the bottle and poured into another cup, maybe that's not the requisite heker that would be matir shiriyaka. So he leaves out of the tzarechi in Ladina, in that case, whether that would accomplish the matir, the shire hakos. Okay. Let's talk now about mezigas hakos and then shigar hakos. So the Gemara in Ksuba Samach Aleph Amin Aleph lists a series of three things that even though they're part of the normal interaction between spouses and responsibilities of a wife to provide, a woman who's a nida should not provide that. The Gemara says, Samach Aleph Amin Aleph in Ksubis, Amr V'Yitzchak Bar Chananya Amr V'Huna, Kamalachos She'isha Osalabayla Nida Osalabayla. So any household chores that a woman usually performs for the benefit of her husband, she is allowed to do and should do even while she's anida. Chutz mi mezigas hakos, v'tzas hamita, v'chatz as panav yada v'raglav. Except for literally diluting a cup, preparing the bed, and washing his face, hands, and feet. Okay. So what are the parameters? For now, we're going to talk about mezigas hakos. So we'll get to the others at a later point. So what's the reason for the restriction of mezigas hakos? And then what are the parameters of mezigas hakos? So Rashi writes there, Ksuvah Samach Aleph, Chus mezigas hakos, Kol Shehu Dvarim Shel Kira V'Chiba U'Mevi'in Lidei Hergal Davar. So these are things, including mezigas hakos, that engender kiruv v'chiba and could lead lidei avera. In Lashon Rambam, Perikaf Aleph Halacha Ches and Ishus, Perikaf Aleph Halacha Ches, Zera Mishum hear her, Shema Yavo Livol. So essentially the same idea of Hergal Davar, that you may come lidei avera because these are things that engender a closeness between husband and wife. So that's the reason for the Isser of Mezigas Hakos. Now we have to define what is Mezigas Hakos. So the Hagos Maimonios, Isure Bia Perakid Aleph, I think it's Os Lamed, Isure Bia Perakid Aleph Os Lamed, writes as follows. Let me pull it up here. Second. Okay. Okay, so the Hagos Maimonides writes as follows, the top line here that you should see in the screen view. Perush limzog lo kos, lehoshit lo, kederashi osa kishitara. So limzog generally means to dilute, because the wine, bimeum, is too heavy to drink straight, so you have to dilute it with water. So limzog lo kos, to dilute the cup of wine, Lahoshilo, in order to extend it to him, Kiderashi Osakishitara, as you normally do, and other times. Shazel Davar Shalchiba. And that's considered to be a Davar Shalchiba, therefore Usar. So to dilute the cup of wine in order to extend it to him. Aval Aide Hekar Vishinoi Mutter. And the Gemara there has different examples of what's considered a Shinoi, as we'll see. That would be Matter. And then he quotes the second bold piece. Because of a Urayim, Delo Beinan Shinoi, Ela Kishishneyem Yachad, Miziga Voshata. You only need a Shinoi if you're doing both Miziga and Hoshata. Aval Miziga below Hoshata, Voshata below Miziga, Afila below Shinoi Mutter. But if you do Hoshata without Zrika, or you do Hoshata without Miziga, or Miziga without Hoshata, that is going to be mutter. So according to the Urayim, the Isser is only both of them together. You do the Mezigah and you do the Hoshata. But if you do the Mezigah and then put it down on the table, or you someone else does the Mezigah and you give it to your husband directly, both of those would be mutter. The Isser is only Mezigah and Hoshata together. And the Ghost Maimonides himself, the way he started, was limzog lo akos lo hoshilo. It sounds like the Isser is dafka the Meziga, but Meziga with the intent of being moshit. So this... okay, Lashon HaRambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches in Ishus, is mozeges es hakos ve'eino nosenos oso biyado, that she pours the cup, dilutes the cup, but she doesn't give it to him directly, and that's going to be mutter. So it sounds like mizig alone is going to be mutter if it's not accompanied with hoshata. So that sounds like the Hagos Maimonides. That's what Rabbi Morgenstern points out. The Rashba holds, the Rashba there in Ksubis, that Meziga is going to be Usser across the board, even without Hoshata. Just diluting the wine on behalf of the husband is going to be Usser, even if you don't extend the cup of wine. And then there's a Ritva in Ksubis, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi there writes, this is in the context of the Suga Meis Amiv Shel Chasidim or Shel Kala, and the Nihugi Avelus, which are parallel to the Nihugi Nida there. So Rashi just says, Mezigah Sakos Lahoshilo. What does it mean, Lahoshilo? The Ritva says, She'ena iser b'mezigah sayayin b'mayim. There's no iser in diluting it alone. Ela shelo lehoshit akos liyada. The iser is that you shouldn't give him the cup. The orcha detaino who dekari lehoshata sakos mezigah. Mezigah doesn't really mean diluting. Mezigah is a code word for hoshata. There's no iser mezigah at all. Even the iser is hoshata. So to mix a cup of wine is fine. Whether or not you're going to be Moshe. The Isser is only on the Hoshata. So again, you have the Urayim that says the Isser is only if you do both the diluting and the Hoshata. You have the Ritva B'das Rashi, the Isser is only the Hoshata. That's the entire discussion. And you have the Hagos Maimonides, maybe the Mashmas the Rambam, that the Isser is the diluting, but it's only Usser if it's with the intent of Hoshata. Okay, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So take a look at Sif Yud. Kol malachos sha'isha osa labayla nida osalo chus mimizigas hakos sha'asura limzog hakos. And the Ramah adds befanav. Ulahanicho lefanav ala shulchan. So she's not allowed to dilute the cup and to place it in front of him on the table. Alaim kain tasa shum heker. Unless you do a heker, kigon shetanichenu ala shulchan biyad small, o tanichenu ala kar, o lakeses, afilu biyad yamina. Okay. So again, Lashon HaMechaber, without the added word of the Ramah, is that you're not allowed limzog hakos, u lahanicho lefanav. So literally that sounds like you can't dilute it and put it in front of him. But if you dilute it without putting it in front of him, sounds like maybe that should be mutter. So that would be like the Ritva Bedas Rashi, that Mizig alone isn't an Isser. Or maybe it's like the Yireim, that you need both. That it's only us if you do both, Limzog and Lahanicho. But if you do one without the other, or the other without the one, then that's going to be Mutter. Now the Ramah, who adds in the word befanav, says limzog hakos befanav. It's only usher to do it in front of him, and to place it in front of him. We'll come back to the Ramah in a couple moments, but some achronim understand. Rabbi Eider points this out. The Sugaba Shoshanim points this out, that maybe the mechaber should be read as limzog hakos lehanicho. That the Isrim is, it's Asir Limzog, even if you're not going to put it down in front of him, if that's the intent, is to do it on his behalf. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like in Sif Yud Gimel, that pouring is Asir, Aushata is Asr, both of them are independently Asr. Now the Shach, Paskins here in Sifkat and Yudal, take a look at the Shach. Habach Kasav, Da'af Alpi Shehim Ziga Shalobafanav, even if you're going to dilute the wine, Shalobafanav, Imanicha Lashulchan Bafanav Asr. That even if you're not diluting the wine bifanav, if you put the wine in front of him, that's still going to be usher. The af hagos baimidios the dafka b'deika tarvayu miziga v'shatu doser mode bezet, and even hagos baimidios, meaning the Yireim that he quotes, that it's only usher if you do both, he acknowledges that it's still going to be usher even if the Meziga is Shalob Afanav, which is against the Rashba, because the Rashba holds that the Isser is only if it's Bafanav. Vein Dvar Mukrachim. Gami Divrei Harash Mukach Shalob Afanav Laka Yisra Klal.
Right, so that, sorry, the Bach is like the Rashba, that the Isser is even Shalob B'Fanav. And the Shach thinks that, no, Shalob B'Fanav, there's no Isser. It's only going to be Usser if you do the Meziga, B'Fanav. The Sugaba Shoshanim points out that the Shach and Sifkat in Yud Gimel doesn't seem to say that. Because there he quotes the Yireim. Mziga below a shato, a shato below Mziga's mutter. Afila below Shinoi. So he quotes the Rashba there, and the Rashba is of the opinion that Shalom B'Fanav is going to be Aser. So some say, Sagaba Shashadin suggests, that there may be a difference between Mikra Din and Chumrah, that Shalom B'Fanav, the Shach may hold Mikra Din as Mutter, but the Minig is still to be Machmir. And that's what Rabbi Eider quotes from Moshe, that the Maisa, the minig is to be machmir, that the Isser Mezik is even shalom b'fanav, if you're then going to give a cup of wine to your husband. Now, the Shachar in Yud Gimel references the other point of the Rashba, that the Rashba holds that the Isser of Meziga, and then by extension, Hoshata or Shigur Kos, is only for wine, not for other beverages. Because that's Mizigah is unique to wine. Wine is the beverage that needs to be mixed with water. But there's no, just preparing a drink is not what we really mean by Mizigah. And the other Rishonim assume not. The way the Ritva, for example, in Ksuba Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibur Baskel Hada Asru, the Ritva there quotes this Rashba as a Yesh Omrim, and he says, he doesn't think that's correct, that there's presumably Hergel, even in preparing other drinks. It's not just diluting wine, but preparing any drink. That's what the Shach assumes Alachim Tzif Yigimel. Chela Mashikas V'Rashba, the Mezigas Yayin B'mayim Dafgasser, Shar Mashkin is Mutter. And he rejects that. His bottom line is that we're Machmir even B'Shar Mashkin. And that's what we assume Alacha, that the Isser of Mezigah is not just diluting a cup of wine, but preparing any drink, not water. So that the Sefer Madig held that the Isser plays into water. That's what some of the later Kitzes Farm quote. But that's the Das Yachin and Rishonim, that we assume, like the Shach, that the Isser applies to Shar Mashkin to the exclusion of water. Okay. And then the Mechaber writes in Sefer Gimel, as far as the Isser of Meziga, Kishem Shasura Limzoglo, Kachu Asur Limzoglo. So, as opposed to the Isser of Shiurei Hakos, that only applies to him drinking her Shiurei Hakos, but not her drinking his Shiurei Hakos, the Isser of Meziga Hakos, applies bidirectionally. That we'll get to in a minute. That is, we'll talk about that now. So she's allowed to drink from his shiuri akos, but he can't be mishagir akos to her, even in a kol shel bracha. Because he can't send her a cup or direct a cup to her. That applies in both directions. So that is based on, the Ravid has this in the Shara Prisha, based on a shelta, the Isser of Shigir Akos, independent of Mizigus Akos, that you can't prepare a cup of wine, so you also can't send a cup of wine. So this is most relevant in the context of Kiddush. So we discussed last time Kiddush in the context of Shiuri HaKos. What about Shigir HaKos? So even if a husband drinks the Kiddush wine, so if the wife were to drink from the same cup, that wouldn't be a problem with Shiuri HaKos, because Shiuri HaKos is the only problem if he is drinking her leftovers, but not vice versa. But Shigir HaKos is a problem both directions. So even if he drank the Kiddush cup first, he couldn't then give it to her to finish up. So Ramosha suggests that if you just put the cup down and then she comes and takes it, that's not a violation of Shigir HaKos. Shigir HaKos would be to send it to her to give it to her. But if the husband makes Kiddush and drinks the wine and puts it down, she could take it. Now, there's no chiyah that she has to drink wine at all. Maybe an Indian on some level of kosher bracha, but there's definitely no chiyah. But if she wants that from the Kiddush wine, and that's the norm, so then you could put it down, and she could take it. Or the Sugava Shoshanim raised the question, is that Pasha, that's considered Shigir HaKos after the husband drinks from it? Then maybe Shigir HaKos is only you pour a cup of wine for your wife, and then you send it to her. But if you drink from it first, it's your Shigir HaKos, which is mutter, so maybe there's no Isser of Shigir HaKos at that point either. So he's not sure about that. In the Pisrei Das, he points out that from the Lashon of the Ravid, which is the source for this din, it sounds like the Isser is only if you're Miyake the Kos for her. But if you drink for the cup and then give it to her, that wouldn't be an Isser of Shigir HaKos. The other suggestion is to how to navigate Kiddush that Rabbi Eider has, Rabbi Forst has, and Rabbi Morgenstern, and Rabbi Willer thinks that this is acceptable, is to send multiple cups down the table. That if there are a few people at the table, and then you pour into a few cups, and you don't designate any one cup for any one person, so then the cups are passed down and your wife has one of them, that wouldn't be an Isser of Shigir HaKos either. Even though the Badr Shulchan is machmer on that, Badr Shulchan on page Resh Pei Beis. So the bottom line, question as to whether there's no Isser of Shigir HaKos once husband drinks it, maybe an open question. The Sugava Shoshanim has diukim, but in terms of what methods are more unquestionable, so either drinking for the cup of wine and putting it down, not giving it to her and letting her take if she wants to, or sending multiple cups if that's practical, if there are other people at the table, those two seem to be the consensus etzos for how to avoid this problem in the context of Kiddush. Okay. The Shach and Sukkot and Yud Gimel writes as follows. Kasva Bach, Matasi Kasva Bidrashos Marash Mi Ustreich. The Shalokidin Osin Abali Batim, Shamanicha Nishosayan Lisa Hakaaros, the Chayotzi Behen, Allah Shulchan, Mida Dahabam Zigasakos. That the people would have the practice that the wife would serve, and she serve her husband, and put her husband's plate in front of him. And that is a problem, because just as there's an isser of mizigas hakos, of preparing and serving a cup of wine, there's also a problem to prepare and serve a plate of food. He says, Miu, according to the Urayim that we saw before, that when it comes to kos, Meziga below a shata or shata below Meziga is okay. So here too, with a plate, if you're just putting it down, so that's a shata without Zrika, maybe that would be okay as well. And even if you're going to be machmir, that this is an extension of Mezigas HaKos, but that's only true for the plate that you're giving to your husband. But if you're going to bring a serving plate and the husband will take, as everyone else will, that's not a problem. But a kar miyuchedes habayla would be usher. So the Shach paskins that the iser of Mezigas HaKos is extended to food as well. That you can't prepare and then serve, or maybe even serve, a plate to your husband. And the Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat Yud Gimel quotes it from the Tshuva Be'er Sheva, who quotes it from the Marashal. And he concludes with the following line. So Matsashi Kabbal Hashem Rav Shalom, Shehu Adin Lo Tavi Karem Amachal Oshocham Afanav. The wife shouldn't bring the food on the table in front of him. That's quoting for the Marshal. The Nirali, the Hainu Dafka Kishabal Ochel Luchur. That's where the husband's eating by himself. I assume what he means is that if it's a serving tray and everyone at the table is going to take from the serving tray, that's okay. But if you're just serving the husband directly, that is usher. So that's the position of the Shach, the Be'er Sheva, that there's an issur of serving food directly to the husband. The Taz argues, the Taz of Katan Gimel, he quotes this Barash Ostreich, and he says, Nira. The Chachamim Shiru She'ein Kira Bazer Rak Maisa Abdus She'esh Bo Torah Mash Ein Kemezigos Hakos. No, the answer was only stated in the context of Mezigos Hakos. No evidence in the Gemara that it was extended to food as well, and for the reason that serving food is not a particularly endearing activity. That's Abdus. That's working in the kitchen, as opposed to Mezigos Hakos, that would engender some kind of endearment. So the Taz does not subscribe to this Marash Ostreich. He thinks that there is no parallel issur when it comes to Machal to Nezigas HaKos, and that's the Psak of the Aruch HaShulchan as well in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. But it seems that the consensus of the later poskim is like the Shach, at least L'Chachila. So writes Rav Avner, so writes Rabbi Aida Rishem Ramosha, that absent the Tzara Gadol, you should be machmir like this Shach. Shiri Shevet Levi says that even if you are going to be maker like the Tavs, but you still can't take from the serving tray and then put it on your husband's plate. You have to take a pre-plated plate from the kitchen and put it in front of your husband, that would be okay according to the Tavs. He says even the Tavs would asser taking from the serving plate and putting a portion on your husband's plate, because that is more derechiba. And that's the Baal Yishulchan writes in Sifkat and Kuf Kaf Ches, Rabbi Eider has this, that you can't salt his food. You can't pour salt on your husband's portion that's already on his plate. However, Baal Yishulchan writes in Sifkat and Kuf Samach Dalid that there's no iser of shigur machal. Meaning, if you can prepare the food and then put it in front of him, But if there are multiple plates on the table, then you could send one down, or even you could give a plate to someone else to give to your husband. As Isser Shigur HaKos says that you can't even give a cup of wine to someone to give it to your husband from you. But that much doesn't apply to Machal. So writes the Badi Yashoch. Okay. The Mechaber writes in Sif Hey, Lo Yeshev V'mita Miuchedes La Afila Shelo B'Fanah. You're not allowed to sit on your wife's bed, even not in her presence. What's the source? So the Rashba writes that this is a Kal V'Chomer from Atzas Hamita, that we just saw the Gemara in Ksuvos, that a woman is a Nida can't prepare the bed for her husband. So if you can't prepare a bed, so Kal V'Chomer, he can't sit on her bed. Now, what the Rashba actually said was he can't sleep on her bed. If there's an Isser of Asas Hamita, the Kol Shekini can't sleep in her bed. The Mechaber changes the word for the Rashba. The Mechaber says, Lo Yeshev, the Mita Mechadosan. Not just lying down, but even sitting up. So that's what the Taz writes over here. Mashma fibu yeshiva ba'alma below shkiva. You can't even sit. Tibi yeshiva nami ika hearer. Umitada hearer yavoli de hergalavera. Kakasa beiselfis. Even though the Rashba himself only asserts shkiva, beiselfis says it applies to yeshiva as well. Ubi yesfarim isa betor kan lo yishkav. Umarichami zakasa de tasofer begirsa shalo yeshiv. That, no, it shouldn't, the Bach thinks that it should not say lo yeshev, this is only laying down. Lanira, the husband, kamash v'lan, the bekala fi l'shina sham mutter, alazavadai degam yeshiva shayich v'hir. That's a special kula for a kala, chupas nida, but in general, yeshiva is aser as well. Because of Mordechai v'ram mizio v'samach, so not only can he not sleep on her bed, but she can sleep on his bed. But she can sit on his bed. Okay. So the Taz quotes that the Bach was Mekel and Yeshiva, but he rejects that, and the Mechaber should be read as such, that there's an Isser Yeshiva as well, not only an Isser of Shkiva, and that's what we assume, Lemaisa, that there's an Isser Yeshiva as well, so it's Badei Shulchan, Sivkatan, Ayin, Zayin. Badei Shulchan, Sivkatan, Kuftes, Kosin the Arizal, that not only are you not allowed to sleep or sit on your spouse's bed, or he can sit on her bed, she can sit in his bed, she'll have a fun of, fine. But, equivalently, I resolve that the blankets are not allowed to touch. So in the Sefer Omani Choma, of Mordechai Gross, Adezin of Chanicha Yeshiva and Bnei Brak, Chele Beis Simon Chele Beis Simon Reish Kof, Sefer Omani Choma. He quotes a Takana of the Gedol Yisrael of Lemberg from Taf Reish Pei Ches, 1928, that the bet should be one amma apart. Social distancing. And Rabbi Eider in the Funa Reis Samach Dalid quotes that Shevet Alevi quoted from the Chazon Ish that the Isser of beds touching don't apply when she's not in her bed, meaning when they're both in their beds, the beds shouldn't touch. When she's not in her bed, the beds could touch, but you just can't sleep or sit on her bed. Meaning, when she's not in the room, then the beds could touch. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. And on Wednesday, Mirz Hashem will talk about Safa HaMisnanid and try to finish up Simon Kuf Sadi. Okay.